at me.
When the U.S. government christens a war Operation Infinite Justice or Operation Enduring Freedom, we in the Third World feel more than a tremor of fear, because we know that infinite justice for some means infinite injustice for others, and enduring freedom for some means enduring subjugation for others.
An outspoken and well-spoken critic of the destructive policies of the governments of India and the United States is Indian novelist and activist Arundhati Roy. Her essays, War is Peace and The Algebra of Infinite Justice, attracted attention all over the world, except in the United States, where major media refused to publish her. Roy's words cut through official rhetoric. On both sides, she says, in Afghanistan as well as America, civilians are now hostage to the actions of their own governments.
The issue is not about good versus evil or Islam versus Christianity, as much as it is about space, about how to accommodate diversity, how to contain the impulse towards hegemony, every kind of hegemony, economic, military, linguistic, religious, and cultural. Any ecologist will tell you how dangerous and fragile a monoculture is. A hegemonic world is like having a government without a healthy opposition. It becomes a kind of dictatorship. It's like putting a plastic bag over the world and preventing it from breathing. Eventually, it will be torn open.
Arundhati Roy was born in India in 1961 to a Christian mother and a Hindu father. She says, I grew up in a little village in Kerala. All I wanted to do was escape, to get out, to never have to marry somebody there. Of course, they were not dying to marry me. I was the worst thing a girl could be, thin, black, and clever. For her novel, The God of Small Things, Roy won the Booker Prize. For her years of organizing against the Narmada Valley Dam Project, she and millions of Indians lost.
It's important for governments and politicians to understand that manipulating these huge, raging human feelings for their own narrow purposes may yield instant results, but eventually and inexorably, they have disastrous consequences. Igniting and exploiting religious sentiments for reasons of political expediency is the most dangerous legacy that governments or politicians can bequeath to any people, including their own. People who live in societies ravaged by religious or communal bigotry know that every religious text, from the Bible to the Bhagavad Gita, can be mined and misinterpreted to justify anything from nuclear war to genocide to corporate globalization.
Arundhati Roy's words and her bravery are now recognized around the world.
Arundhati Roy, presented by Arlie Helm. Her story is a production of the Women's Collective of KVMR-FM, Nevada City, California. We can be reached at kvmr.org.